Good morning and welcome to Taizé Tuesday. Alan and Eleanor Kreider introduced us to the Taizé movement when visiting us in Paris over the Christmas break in the late 1980s. We gathered with hundreds of others in the city's historic Notre Dame Cathedral. Knowing there would be no chairs, we dressed warmly and were prepared to sit on folded blankets on the cathedral's cold stone floor for the next 90 minutes. The December's light dimly shone through the 13th century stained glass windows that day. We were surrounded by young people speaking languages unknown to me. This type of worship with music and meditation appeals to Europe's young people. Some had even come by bus overnight from Eastern European countries and would be given a free meal and a paper sack by Taizé volunteers after worship. By 1940, France had been overwhelmed by superior German forces. The country was an occupied, defeated nation. Its morale could hardly have been lower. Discouragement was everywhere. In this gloomy atmosphere, Brother Roger Schütz decided to form an ecumenical monastic community, which would offer hope through meditation and action more than through preaching. This community in Burgundy has become an important international pilgrimage destination, receiving over 100,000 people annually. Their music consists of several simple phrases, the words often taken from a psalm verse. These phrases are then sung repeatedly, occasionally for very long stretches indeed. While the pilgrims and community sing the repeated phrases, a vocalist or instrumentalist might add flourishes or new textual phrases which complement the refrain. Our Oppenmusik Choir's Vespers always include spoken prayers, each of which is followed by a Taizé song used as a refrain. Today's prayers come from the Orthodox Christian Church and are included in today's email. After each prayer, we will hear the Taizé community sing the Latin words of Psalm 117, verse 1. Laudate omnes gentes, laudate Dominum. Sing praises, all you people, sing praises to the Lord. An ancient prayer from the Armenian liturgy's Office of Myrrh-Bearing Women. We rejoice with great joy for the good news of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has been the fruit and the firstborn of all who have fallen asleep, who destroyed the gates of hell, loosed the tyranny of death, and gave us the firm hope of the renewal of all human life. A Vesper hymn from the Eastern Orthodox Rite, sung on the Sunday of the Blind Man. Christ our God, Son of Righteousness, By your divine touch, you gave light to the eyes of the blind man who had been deprived of light since birth. Enlighten also the eyes of our souls, and make us sons and daughters of light, so that we cry out to you in faith, great and beyond words is your compassion towards us. Loving Lord, glory to you. A prayer by St. Basil the Great, 4th century. Lord my God, you are great, fearful, and glorious, the creator of every visible and spiritual creation. You are faithful to your covenant and mercy for those who love you and keep your commandments. I thank you both now and forever for all the blessings, seen and unseen, that have been bestowed upon me, even up to this present time. I praise, glorify, and magnify you for everything.